How long will you keep us in suspense? If you're the Messiah, tell us plainly. I resonate with these questions. Thank you to the Jewish folks today for naming them out loud. I often want a neon sign or a giant arrow pointing in God's direction. You know, that big, booming James Earl Jones kind of voice that says, yes, right? I would even honestly take a no. God, just say something. It's hard to worship an invisible God, to pray for the same things over and over and over again with seemingly silence and no progress from the other side. I hear their skepticism and their suspicion, and I honor that. Are you really the one we've been waiting for generations? Is it worth jumping the ship of safety and familiar for you? Just tell us, plainly. And Jesus' response is, I have told you, and you still don't believe. And I think this is also fair, because no matter how many times we have been told God is love and we are loved, it's impossible to believe. There are so many things in this life for which words are just not enough. And so Jesus, knowing this, moves on from, I have told you, to look, I am the good shepherd. My words are not going to convince you. So take a look at what I've been doing. And Jesus has been busy. He turned water into wine. He flipped the tables in the temple. He fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. Healed a few people on the Sabbath. And all along this way, for the last 10 chapters of John, Jesus has been embracing those who have been cast aside. Women, children, the sick, and the disabled. Jesus answers their question, not with theological arguments or theories or definitions, but with this tangible ancient image that those religious folks would have been super familiar with. The image of the shepherd was used throughout the Old Testament with the prophet Ezekiel. Beloved King David started out as a shepherd. It had contemporary relevance as the profession was shepherd was still among them, which is a bit of a bummer because, I don't know, are any of you shepherds? Well, we do care for dogs and cats and exotic pets like chickens, right? Some of us do. Anyway. But shepherd would have been, this image would have been really familiar to them. The shepherd was referenced in their hymn book, number 23. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd leads their sheep to good food and water, invites them to rest by the shade of a tree, walks with them through dangerous, shadowy valleys, and protects them night and day from violence, thieves, storms. The sheep know the shepherd's voice because the shepherd's actions have proven trustworthy. The sheep's voice leads them to good things. It's a voice of daily love and care and safety over and over and over and over and over and over again. Come on, sheep, over here. It's those mundane, boring, necessary, repetitive actions that have shown these sheep that this is the one who will guide them to the good stuff. This is the one who will bring them life. And it's not something that can be explained or defined, really, even. It just needs to be lived, experienced, over and over and over and over and over again. Come on, sheep, over here. The Salt Collective Commentary put it this way. When asked to define the rhythm known as swing, Louis Armstrong famously replied, "If you have to ask, you'll never know." His point wasn't to exclude anyone from understanding swing. Rather, his point was that verbally defining isn't the path to understanding it. On the contrary, the way to understand swing is to hear it, to dance to it, to get a feel for it. In the end, swing really isn't something that can be defined or explained. It just has to be felt, engaged, experienced, embodied. And this was a hard concept for the people in Jesus' day. I think it's still a hard concept for us today as Lutherans. We don't usually talk about the emotional experience we have at church. As the strategic planners have pointed out for us, we are a magi church, which means we are a church that likes to read, study, quantify, read, study, quantify, read, study, yeah? And for so many in the DMV area, it makes sense. For what you all do in your work is you are called to be the best, to analyze and read and study and make spreadsheets and graphs. And yet, our God works in embodiment, and this is maddening. For God works in art and music and beauty and care through people. Things that cannot be measured or ranked, but live and breathe. It's the swing of it, the essence, the being. I had a parishioner once describe it as a nudge. The presence of God, the Holy Spirit, shows up in ways we cannot earn or master or build. We can kind of study it, but the loving, grace-filled presence of God is spontaneous and surprising and will bubble up from places we least expect. This week in our devotion for confirmation, we were invited to draw and write two lists. What do we need right now? And how does God intercede for us? And let me tell you, my needs list was super long. And then, as I was forced to write the second list, how God intercedes for us, I noticed something. That the ways that God intercedes for me right now in this moment in time is much like a shepherd shows up for those sheep. It's not in these big neon sign, James Earl Jones voice kind of booming ways that I wish God would intercede. World peace, come on, God, you can make that happen. Justice for the underdog and healing and wholeness for so many people that I know are suffering right now. But God is the good shepherd that intercedes for me through God's partner people, those daily bread kind of things, food for today, hugs and a listening ear. The beauty of all these flowers. I can't stop taking pictures of the wild beauty around us, even though I am so freaking congested. But it really has been a beautiful, incredible spring. This is what the Messiah looks like. The Good Shepherd, the one who will save us. And this is how God promises to keep showing us up for us today. And dear ones, if you have trouble seeing it and defining God in these things, it's okay. It's about the return, the practice of our whole lives, tasting forgiveness at God's table, celebrating the waters that we have been washed and claimed in. It'll start to sink in eventually. But I'm beginning to believe it takes a lifetime to notice the shepherd's voice in the midst of the wolves. And that's why we do it together in community. For the swing of it all takes practice. The rhythm of God's love for you and for me will find us. For the Good Shepherd promises that this love holds us close and will pursue us all the days of our life. Now, today is Mother's Day, and I often avoid mentioning that in worship because I know it's such a trigger for so many. So many of us have complicated relationships with our birth families. And while this day is a celebration, it's also a day of grief, for our relationships are messy. For those who want to be mothers and can't, or have losses they will never name. Those who are mothers and are exhausted by it. And those of us in between all these things. And yet, as I think about these texts and this day and our mission of the month, I think today is a perfect day for the chance to reclaim what mothering means and looks like. For we have a nurturing shepherd who loves us, a mothering God who cares for us in the daily ways as parental figures in our lives have, and dirty diapers and mac and cheese and wiped noses and Band-Aids. We also celebrate in the church that in the waters of baptism, no matter what has happened in your family of origin, you are loved here and celebrated for who you are without exception. And we are proud to be a part of your family. And we also promise to be a part of your nurturing journey in the messy way, best way we can show up. And this month of May, our mission of the month is Arlington Foster Care, who is working tirelessly to make sure that vulnerable families in our communities are also nurtured with the support of foster parents and extended families and respite care. And as a community, we promise that this wide network of care is going to be there for those who need it when they hit rock bottom. And so today, we celebrate that families look all shapes and sizes, and the Good Shepherd lovingly cares for us all as we messily try to care for one another. And so, in honor of all of these things, I want to share a musical piece with you. Bobby McFerrin has created this new, beautiful, rendition of the 23rd Psalm, Flipping the Gender to Mother. And so I invite you to close your eyes and receive this song as a gift. May it be a healing prayer for you in the midst of your own messy relationships, in your grief and in your love, as you have been cared for by others and as you lovingly care for those in your midst. May you know that the good, loving shepherd meets you and loves you where you are. And may we support and nurture the music and the rhythm and the swing of love and daily care in our lives. So, share this piece with you.
The Lord is my shepherd.
and amen.